Now listen to part of a talk in an astronomy class.
Up to now, we've been discussing the planets in our solar system. And today we'll be talking about the orbits of the planets around our Sun, particularly the orbit of the planet Pluto, which of all the planets is the most unusual. The eight inner planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, all have rather circular orbits. Their orbits are concentric circles, one inside the other. The orbit of Pluto, in contrast, is rather elliptical, which means that it is longer and narrower than the orbits of the other planets. Let's talk a little bit more about the orbits of Neptune and Pluto. As I just said, Neptune takes a rounder path around the Sun, and Pluto takes a longer and narrower path around the Sun. Something unusual happens because Pluto has a much longer and narrower orbit than Neptune does. The orbit of Pluto sometimes moves inside of the orbit of Neptune, which would make Pluto the eighth planet from the Sun, and Neptune the ninth planet from the Sun. This happens every 248 years and lasts for about 20 years. It was in 1979 that the orbit of Pluto moved inside the orbit of Neptune, and it stayed inside Neptune's orbit for 20 years, and then moved outside Neptune's orbit in 1999. Pluto's orbit won't move inside Neptune's orbit again for several centuries. Astronomers aren't certain why the orbit of Pluto is so different from the orbits of the other planets. One theory to explain why Pluto's orbit is so different is that perhaps Pluto isn't really a planet. Pluto is a small, solid chunk, and this is quite different from the other outer planets, which are large and gaseous. According to this theory, Pluto may have been one of Neptune's moons rather than a planet orbiting around the Sun. As one of Neptune's moons, Pluto would have been in orbit around Neptune rather than around the Sun. But then it somehow escaped Neptune's gravitational pull and moved into a rather unusual elliptical orbit around the Sun.